Blackstone Audio and Skyboat Media present Frontera by Lewis Shiner. This book is read by Gabrielle DeCure and Stefan Rudnicki.
With less than 5 minutes left, Kane tugged nervously at his shoulder harness and tried to remember gravity. The feel of his arms dragging by his sides, the blood pooling in his legs, his head jerking forward in fatigue. It all seemed distant, clumsy, irrelevant.
"You've gone soft, Kane," Lena whispered,
but her eyes were afraid of him. She locked her cleats into the gridded floor, peeled the plastic sheath from a hypo, and pushed 15 milligrams of Valium into his left arm.
"You look like hell. You're about 9/10 crazy, and you haven't got any muscle tone at all. I don't think you're going to make it."
4 minutes, Takahashi said. "I'll make it," Kane said. Not just gravity, he thought, but 8 G's, wrenching, crushing, suffocating him, while the ship threw off 10,000 feet per second of velocity by diving into the thin atmosphere of Mars. The ship's computer would sail them through a narrow, invisible corridor, balancing air drag against the strength of their reinforced carbon-carbon aeroshell, slowing them just enough to put them into a high elliptical orbit around the planet and not send them crashing into the frozen Martian wastes. All because the corporation didn't have the booster stages to slow them down any other way. He knew Lena had put him off, not caring if she had time to give him the shot, not caring if his muscles had the elasticity to ride out the re-entry. Reese had been first, of course, the senior astronaut, the father figure. Then she'd taken care of Takahashi, and after that herself, floating where Kane could see her, easing the needle into the soft flick.